It's an undeniable truth that most pop artists do their best work early on in their careers and then fall back on themselves, creating variations on or simply repeating the early work that brought them acclaim. There's no higher compliment I can give Elvis Costello than to say that his career stands in vital opposition to this tendency. Spike, his 13th album, is as good as anything he's done, and it's a pretty thrilling example of a rock musician grown to maturity. Even his pure pop singles sound a little brainier than most, and here's one he's co-written with Paul McCartney.
Is it all in that pretty little head of yours? What goes on in that place in the dark? Well, I used to know a girl, and I could have sworn that her name was Veronica. Well, she used to have a carefree mind of her own and a delicate look in her eyes. These days, I'm afraid she's not even sure.
That's Veronica, the first single from Spike. This album is the first that Elvis Costello has recorded for Warner Brothers Records after a decade spent as a cult artist at Columbia. What this means in the rock and roll biz is that Costello is probably at a commercial crossroads. Either he makes it at Warner Brothers or he may not make it anywhere. For as smart and prickly a fellow as Costello, this could have inspired a couple of different responses. He could have relented and written a series of cynical but catchy pop tunes, or he could have dug in his heels and made a perversely inaccessible record, drawing on his great talent for tangled melodies and inscrutable wordplay. But to his enormous credit, he hasn't done either of these things. On an album of 13 striking songs, two of them really stand out. The first is a bitter denunciation of England as overseen by Margaret Thatcher. It's called Tramp the Dirt Down.
When England was the heart of the world, Margaret was her madam. Future looked as bright and as clear as the black tarmac Adam. Well, I hope that she sleeps well at night, isn't haunted by every tiny detail. When she held that lovely face in her hands, all she thought of was betrayal.
Over the past decade, Costello has written some of the most lucid and vehement of all political pop songs, including Oliver's Army, about the fascist National Front, and Shipbuilding, about the Falkland Islands invasion. But Tramp the Dirt Down is his most explicit song yet. The other amazing song on Spike is God's Comic. Throughout his career, Costello has always made known his fondness for English music hall tunes and for the pop songcraft of pre-rock composers like Cole Porter. On God's Comic, Costello shows himself capable of a musical complexity that's all the more enjoyable for being so clever and casual. In the space of the first two verses here, he tells the story in the voice of a broken-down old vaudeville comedian, whose act used to consist of dressing up like a priest. In the third verse, the comic dies and goes to heaven, and gets his first glimpse of both God and Andrew Lloyd Webber.
So there he was on a waterbed, drinking a cola of a mystery brand, reading an airport novelette, listening to Andrew Lloyd Webber's Requiem. He said before it had really begun, I prefer the one about my son. I've been wading through all of this unbelievable junk and wondering if I should have given the world to the monkeys. Now I'm dead, now I'm dead, now I'm dead, now I'm dead, and I'm going on to meet my reward. I was scared, I was scared, I was scared, I was scared. God's Comic.
Listening to Elvis Costello makes you aware of just how tiny a range of emotions and subject matter most rock and roll deals with. Next Wednesday, the Grammy Awards will be given out. Want an example of how dumb and irrelevant those awards are? A decade ago, Elvis Costello was nominated as Best New Artist for his exceptional debut album, My Aim Is True. He lost. He not only lost, he lost to A Taste of Honey, creators of the immortal Boogie Oogie Oogie. Costello didn't release an album last year, so he's not eligible for an award on Wednesday, but I'm giving him one now anyway. Most Valuable Player of the Decade.